We reach across the divide between Melbourne and Sydney on a Tuesday with the voice of rugby league, host of SEN 1170 Breakfast, Andrew Voss. Vossy, hello.
Top Gun Maverick. Yeah. I actually saw a poster at a bus stop, but that's the first I knew about it. That's how in tune I am with that part of the world.
Oh, you've missed Top Gun as a youngster.
Oh, no, the movie, I was aware, but was there a remake? Is there something more
done? Yeah, yeah. No, Maverick's coming out in 2 weeks.
So he didn't die in the first one, did he?
No. Nope.
Obviously.
No, that was not smart enough to do that. Even if it takes you 36 years, you've got to leave the idea for a sequel open.
Yeah, long time between drinks. That's right. Does he come back 36 years on, or what's the time frame with the movie?
I would say so. He's an instructor who will be called into action, no doubt, I imagine, to save the free world.
With a walking frame.
I think he can still run, Tom Cruise, Vossi. I think he can still run.
Oh, no, I was thinking in the context of the movie. Anyway, probably not what you want to talk about. The divide might be AFL and rugby league, how you handle coaches on the way out. Gee, there's a contrast in the last week between the way, and the very classy way, the exit of Leon Cameron at the Giants and now Trent Barrett at the Canterbury Bulldogs, bottom of the table in the NRL. They're massive contrasts with the way things have been handled.
So it's hard to miss the back page today of the Daily Telly. And Gus Gould's the centrepiece of all of these things, isn't he? Trent Barrett will be the coach of the Bulldogs long after I'm gone. He's a long-term coach for the club. And 14 days later, gone.
Yeah, so there are people are saying on our show this morning, our breakfast program this morning up here, that you know, that's just another way of saying full support of the board. Yes, the full support of the board. And other people said at the time, is Gus sick? So they thought the end was nigh. Let me just say, for our listeners who don't follow or haven't followed the progress of the Bulldogs, they're not a side you want to watch if you're trying to get into rugby league. Their performance on Friday night against the Newcastle Knights, who had lost 7 in a row, Jared, they were going awfully. The Bulldogs' performance was as bad as I've seen from a Bulldogs team in all these bad years, and they are the wooden spooners from last season. They've only scored a couple of tries the last 2 weeks. Honestly, across 80 minutes, they might have had two sets of six that resembled NRL with the ball in hand. So massive problems for the side. And then Trent Barrett falls on his sword. You know, what was the definition this morning? Constructively terminated is what Lee Hadjipantelis from Brighton's lawyers come on, who is also the chairman of the West Tigers in the NRL. Right. He said the legal term is constructively terminated. I said, that is great. I'd never heard that before. So Trent Barrett may well have been constructively terminated. Mm. There's a term for you that you need to know about.
Does Gould wear any of this?
Oh, he has to. Gus didn't appoint Trent Barrett. So that's the first thing. Trent was there before Gus came on board. In fact, there's a quote running around, and Gus didn't hide away from it last night on his football show on Channel 9. He actually said that if he was advising Trent Barrett, this is back in 2020, don't go to the Bulldogs. They're a mess. It's not the coaching job you want. So it's odd the way things turn out. Gus ends up the head of football there and Trent Barrett's coaching, and now Trent Barrett's gone. But no, everyone involved with it. Otherwise, there's no accountability if you're not all taking responsibility. And they went on a big recruitment campaign. They had no less than 10 players coming into their squad this year. So they've already had one clean out, in effect, Jared. They've brought in new players and they're still last on the table. And some of the individuals on the weekend, well, I would have made them walk home from Magic Ground. They just did not do their job. They may have been trying, Jared, but they weren't trying hard enough.
So there was the story a couple of weeks ago that Gus had taken a training session.
Huh? Yeah, he did.
Right. Yeah. As soon as that landed, I thought, and I don't know the Bulldog scenario, but I thought that coach is not surviving.
Well, you can't imagine happening at Melbourne, obviously, with Craig Bellamy. Now, I know the other side of the coin here is that, if you got the services of a bloke like Phil Gould with his record, one of the most successful Origin coaches of all time, 2 times premiership winner, why would you not occasionally having a hands-on role? But, I don't know whether that just doesn't... it's an uncommon occurrence. It was most unusual. They did win that game, Jared. Mm-hmm. They came out and beat the Roosters that week.
Even worse for Barrett.
Yeah, well, quite possibly. Even 2 weeks later, though, their performance is even worse. So, I don't know who could save them right now. You put Craig Bellamy in charge of them for a month, and I don't know whether they're going any better if the players play like they did on Friday night. It's more than coaching the poor performance on Friday night. There's need total overhaul of everything they're doing, I think.
So run the contrast for me with the way the Giants handled Thursday to Sunday, which was marked with a huge note of gratitude and respect.
Well, Bulldogs fans, what are they to think? They're coming off this awful performance Friday. They're led to believe that the coach has handed in his resignation on Sunday or whenever it was. The players are then told don't come back to training until Wednesday. Do you know when they play, Jared? They're playing Friday,
right?
Their next game. Well, how's that preparation? How is that, you know, team first mentality, positive culture? How can you not get back together? So Trent Barrett has not addressed the players. That didn't happen. Whereas you see the wonderful insight that the GWS Giants put up on their social media, tracking Leon's last day with the club, the way it's handled. Gillon McLachlan in the dressing rooms, family, the address to the players addressing Leon both before and after. I just thought all class. And the fact that he was given one last game, he had served the club, obviously had been there longer than Trent Barrett's been at the Bulldogs, but Trent Barrett doesn't even address the players at a training session to say, I'm gone. What, you think that's good business? Come on.
Yeah, it's sometimes these things are imprecise, but when it's not done right, it really does glare.
The players are sitting at home. No, seriously though, the Canterbury players are sitting at home today, in effect twiddling their thumbs. They're bottom of the table. They're not training. They have no coach, and they're playing on Friday night.
Mm.
Wow, professional football. Wow.
Mm. Magic Round was drenched. Was it successful?
Oh, hugely successful. Yep. Crowd across the 3 days, 130,122. And there was that crowd, a violent incident in the crowd on Friday night. Outside of that, the behaviour is fantastic. I mean, we live in a great country, Jared, and we asked you on our program last week, could AFL pull off a magic round? And it is so heartening to look out in the stands and have every team represented with jerseys on. You know, Melbourne fan sitting next to Brisbane fan, sitting next to South fan, sitting next to Newcastle fan. What a great country we live in that we can do that when you have sports in other countries where they have to put, you know, 10-foot-high barbed wire fences between fans to segregate them. You know, it was just a real festival. The city was alive. Everywhere you went, people sporting the colours of their team. And as much as I say, you know, it'd be great, other cities probably deserve to have a crack. Don't think they could do it better than Brisbane. Mm. I really don't, Jared. They really it is a wonderful event.
The main event was decidedly lopsided, a bit disturbingly lopsided. What are we Melburnians to read into the whacking that Storm got at the hand of Penrith?
Two tries to Penrith even before the Storm had blinked. Now, first of all, okay, no Pappenhausen at fullback, no Jerome Hughes at halfback. Take out two key players, obviously. A great inconvenience, or more than inconvenience, they become hamstrung the Melbourne Storm in producing the attack they normally would. However, you know, Craig Bellamy's a realist. He would know that his forwards were outpointed by Penrith on the weekend. That's probably the concern. And also, he then had to look in what led up to that game. Melbourne Storm have just been sweeping aside other teams, you know, just hammering them. Is that the perfect preparation for a game like this? Obviously not. Penrith the previous week had actually been beaten and played a game of high intensity against the Parramatta Reels, so they were fine-tuned for the event. If they play 10 times right at the moment, Jared, would it be a 50-50 split? Maybe not. Might be 6-4 Penrith.
Yeah.
I think they're entitled to be the premiership favourites, the defending champions, just ahead of Melbourne.
Yeah, I suspect they live the rest of the year as premiership favourites unless they suffer some drastic misfortune.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Was there a ticker tape parade for the Kings?
Well, sort of. There was an event held down on Saturday, very short notice. Dominic Perrottet, the New South Wales Premier, came on board and they got down at down on the foreshore of Sydney Harbour. An event and fans turned up. Look, it's not, you know, march down the main street of the city and everyone's going to come out, but I think people are proud. But basketball's made giant leaps forward in this city this year, even if they had have lost the grand final. But the presence of the Kings certainly back, that was highlighted by the crowd for the finals. And look, again, using the listeners on our show as a barometer, I think they make very good points. The NBL swept past the A-League this season. The NBL was back with the success of the Kings, the Jack Jumpers, New Boys on the Block, You know, Perth being, you know, missing the players for the first time. There are lots of stories and lots of great performances, and then you tie in Australians in the NBA. Basketball went past football in this country for interest this season.
Yeah, I reckon that happened in Melbourne maybe 2 seasons ago. And I think one of the interesting aspects is the A-League final series is on now. 3 of the remaining 4 teams are Melbourne-based. They start playing semi-finals tonight.
Oh, yep.
And they're borderline invisible, these games.
Jared, be honest, in Sydney now, it's a line in the paper next to the obituaries and the funeral notices. You know, sadly, for top 4 tonight, kicking off Western United Melbourne Victory, it's a line. It's worth a par, and that's all it'll get. And you know, it is not good for the sport to have all 3 Sydney clubs miss the playoffs, and then the 1 New South Wales club in there, the Central Coast Mariners, knocked out the first week despite taking great form in the playoffs. It's not a healthy situation. The NBL onwards and upwards, the A-League, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to play with that a little bit later in the morning from a Melbourne perspective. Ossie, great to reach across the divide. Thank you.
Yeah. It's on again this week. You see, the rugby league's back on Thursday night. So, on again. Why don't you play Thursday night?
No, Ossie, you're getting a million Thursday night who watch the NRL, and the AFL's pleading no contest. It is one of the more baffling. It will happen with the new TV rights. I suspect it happens next year. But how it is not a regular fixture when it is so proven is a little – it's a little – irksome.
You've got to play more days than you don't. So 4 days out of 7, we have rugby league. That's the bare minimum. It should be the same with the AFL.
Love it. Good on you, Vossi.
Bye now.
We have a cord at the end. Andrew Voss across the divide for PowerCore. City Power upgrades continuing to provide reliable power supply.